Welcome to prayer time on this first Monday of the new year. I don't know about you, but I, for one, am not sorry to see the old year leave center stage. I don't know many people who are. It's been a difficult year for most of us and a devastating year for too many. However, the welcoming of a new year is always like a breath of fresh air to me. It holds the promise of a fresh start, the opportunity to consolidate the lessons of the previous year and to make commitments in the new year. By that, I don't mean resolutions. I've never been one to make New Year's resolutions. Did you know that according to U.S. News and World Report, the failure rate for New Year's resolutions is about 80%? Most fail by the second week of February. I'm sure you're familiar with the most common resolutions that people make. One website, liveabout.com, listed the top 10 as eat healthier, exercise more, save money or spend less, quit smoking, read more, change jobs, drink less, and last of all, get organized. Worthy goals all, but sadly most will never be fulfilled. So I don't make New Year's resolutions, but it does occur to me that there are things that God may want me to commit to in the new year. Moses, in the earliest of all the Psalms, Psalm 90, contrasts the eternality of God and the brevity, the finiteness of mankind. Moses says this in verse 10, "The length of our days is 70 years or 80, if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away." He makes this application in verse 12, this prayer, this request of God, "Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Moses' request of God is that in light of the brevity of life, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Wisdom in the Bible is not some kind of philosophical system, but is very practically oriented. It means to live skillfully or to live prudently, having the ability to apply God's principles to our lives. This morning in our time together, I'd like to look at principles for gaining a heart of wisdom. There are five of them. The first is found in James chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. James says this, "Now listen, you who say, 'Today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money.' Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." The first principle I'd like to share this morning for gaining a heart of wisdom is to realize how brief life is. That's what Moses told us in Psalm 90. That's what James is telling us in James chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Our lives are but a mist that appears for a little time, kind of like the steam in the teapot, at the end of the teapot, that rises up and then disappears. That's what James is saying about our lives. Life is brief. Seneca, the Roman philosopher, said, "We are always complaining that our days are few and acting as if there would be no end to them." Do we really realize the brevity of life? That's the first principle for gaining a heart of wisdom. In the book by Tim Hansel, "When I Relax, I Feel Guilty," of a few decades ago, he said this, "I once read a thought-provoking article entitled, 'If you are 35, you have 500 days to live.' Its thesis was that when you subtract the time spent sleeping, working, tending to personal matters, hygiene, odd chores, medical matters, eating, traveling, and miscellaneous time stealers, in the next 36 years, you will have roughly the equivalent of only 500 days left to spend as you wish. No wonder the psalmist advised, "So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom." The first principle for gaining a heart of wisdom is to realize that life is brief, to realize the brevity of life. The second principle is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1. Ecclesiastes is a personal favorite of mine. Perhaps it is of yours as well. Sometimes difficult to understand, but so applicational. Solomon says in chapter 12 and verse 1, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you will say, 'I find no pleasure in them.'" And then he, in a poetic way, describes old age. Verse 2, "Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark, and the clouds return after the rain, when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop, when the grinders cease because there are few, and those looking through the windows grow dim, when the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades, when men rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint, when men are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags himself along and desire no longer is stirred, then man goes to his eternal home and mourners go about the streets." The second principle for gaining a heart of wisdom is to make spiritual commitment a priority, especially in your youth. Make spiritual commitment a priority. Get a head start on spiritual commitment. Make use of the opportunities that you have before you while you can. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. One part of spiritual commitment, of course, is to read the Word of God. At this time of year in our church, we often spend quite a bit of time encouraging the people of the church to read through the Bible, to begin a Bible reading program and read through the Bible in a year. That's always a profitable thing to do. I know that many of you listening this morning have done that in your lives and perhaps have begun in this new year to read the Bible through once again. But what a profitable thing for us to do, to read through the Bible, Old and New Testament. If you don't have a Bible reading program available to you, you can find one at ligonier.org. There are a couple, actually, of Bible reading plans there. Or you can, in your search engine, type Navigator's Bible Reading Plan, and you'll get a PDF file of a Bible reading plan that you can use. Let me just mention one word of caution. Don't worry about the date. What inevitably happens when somebody starts a Bible reading program for the new year is they get behind, they miss a day, then they miss a second day, and they give up. Please don't give up. Ignore the date. So what if it takes you a year and a half to do a one-year Bible reading program? It will be a profitable thing in your life, and I urge you to do that as part of making spiritual commitment a priority in your life. We've looked at two principles for gaining a heart of wisdom so far. Number one, realize how brief life is. Number two, get a head start on spiritual commitment. The third principle for gaining a heart of wisdom is this: understand the priority of the eternal over the temporal. We must live for the eternal rather than that which is passing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, in a passage that relates to marriage, starting at verse 29, Paul writes this, "What I mean, brothers, is that the time is short. From now on, those who have wives should live as if they had none, those who mourn as if they did not, those who are happy as if they were not, those who buy something as if it were not theirs to keep, those who use the things of the world as if not engrossed in them. For this world in its present form is passing away." You see, the world, this world is passing away, Paul tells us. As one writer said, its institutions, its values, its substance is all passing away. Paul tells us that time is short. That's a reference to the Lord's return. The time is short before us. We're being fitted for heaven, and we must commit ourselves to eternal values. Paul in this passage is not suggesting that we neglect our marriages or that we neglect marital responsibilities. He is just pointing out to us that we must live for that which is eternal. We must live for the Lord. We must not be living for that which is temporary, that which is temporal. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18, Paul says this, "Therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is seen is eternal." The third principle for gaining a heart of wisdom is to understand that this world is passing away and to understand the priority of the eternal over the temporal. The fourth principle for gaining a heart of wisdom is this. We must not waste time on the old way of living. We must not waste time on the old way of thinking, but we must rather live wisely and speak wisely. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16, Paul urges this, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." The fourth principle is this. We must not waste time on the old way of living. We must not get sidetracked by sin, but rather we are to live wisely and speak wisely. There's no time to waste on the old way of living. We must live in the light and reflect the light. We must live under the control of the Holy Spirit as He directs us in the Word of God. We must pay scrupulous attention to our personal behavior. By doing so, we point out the foolishness of an immoral and materialistic lifestyle. There's no time to waste in the old kind of living, but rather we must live wisely and we must speak wisely. The fifth and last principle for gaining a heart of wisdom is found in Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, where Paul again says this, "Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." Paul urges us to be wise in the way we act toward outsiders, that is, toward unbelievers. You see, our walk should be consistent with our talk. We must guard our lives, especially our public life. The way we live should attract and impress and convict non-believers and give those who do not believe a favorable impression of the gospel. As one writer put it, let outsiders see that your chosen path is a wise one. There are so many around us today who need to know of the Savior who came at Christmas and died for them at Calvary so that they might have the hope of eternal life by simply trusting Him. We've looked at five principles for gaining a heart of wisdom. Realize the brevity of life. Get a head start on spiritual commitment. Understand the priority of the eternal over the temporal. Don't get sidetracked by sin, but live and speak wisely. And finally, make sure your walk is consistent with your talk. Make sure my walk is consistent with my talk. May this be our prayer together in 2021, the prayer of Moses in Psalm 90, verse 12. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.